begin the kind of Masech Pesach and Devlam Al. Begin the Omer Al. Begin the Tzeis Masda. Begin with the Gemara. Bachrayis, if the sale was with insurance, Tzeis explains why did Rambam have to say specifically that it was sold to Shimon. The Achrayis, which bothers Tzeis, is that the primary chiddush of Rambam was that Shimon cannot go ahead and hold on to that money that he went into. Mefayis the Bachayiv of Reuven, because the orphan could say, what I mean, Metal Tliyasmi, I'm not Meshavet to the Bachayiv. And this would be whether or not Reuven had insured Shimon's property. So why do you have to say specifically Bachrayis? So that says Taisis, because if Reuven sold the field to Shimon Shalei Bachrayis without insurance, so Pshita the Yerushim, of course Shimon would have to give the money that he owes to the inheritors of Reuven. I feel Leizer Kavanah Lav B'Milva, even if it wasn't that the Reuven, that Shimon didn't pay, that it was a loan. Abachrayis Kamashul, and that's the Chiddush. However, in our case that we're describing, when it was done with insurance, that they were coming to tell you that even over there, Shimon has to go ahead and pay up the money to Reuven. Where the Havmin, I would have thought to say, Ya'akim La'atzma, that he actually could hold on to the money himself. Why? Since Reuven insured it to him, Dabla Ketavis Mechaim. So it's like he's already grabbing the money for when Reuven is still alive. Kamashul, and that's the Chiddush that we don't consider Shimon as if he was grabbing it. The money, which is really owed to him because of the insurance, as if he held it from when he's alive. No, keeping the second law of Benilva, that since that money was a loan from Reuven to Shimon, that Shimon never paid for the sale, so it's not like a mashkin that's placed by him, rather it's like a regular debt, which is given to Reuven, and there's the chiddush that he has to pay for it, even in such a case. Next says, also, bringing words towards the Gemara, Faisib is that he went and he appeased the Baal Chayv of Reuven with money. Which just explains that for sure if he didn't appease, that he can't hold on to the money by himself. Which places Revus in Nakad. There's a chiddush over here. Afal pishon nasa mois, although Shimon gave money to the Bachayv of Reuven, that the chiddush is that leimatzi lemeima, he cannot say, I'm waiting to schayaf to labichim nesata. What do you mean? The money I owed your father is what I gave to his creditor. And for sure, where he didn't appease, where, for of course, he can't hold on to the money, that he's liable, but that's the chiddush. Even when he went appeased, you can't say, oh, that was the money that I owed you. So next says, Master begins the words of Gemara, Shtaban del Bachayv Dabuchim. Says, well, I was indebted to the creditor of your father, Midrab Nassim, from this is the halacha of Reb Nassim. So this explains the difference between land and metatlin, and also that the halacha is like Reb Nassim, which Tais has to take a second look for him. Tell me if you're going to say, wait a second, Gav metatlin nami nemahachi. By mubal item, you also say the same thing. When the orphans collect metatlin from the debt of their father, then the next creditor, if they got from the debtor, then the creditor should be able to collect from them. That's also Shibud Reb Nassim. Just like that was indebted to them, so then that was indebted to their father's Baal Chayv. So why did Reb Nachman say specifically only orphans collect land? So that says Taisa Benilari appears to the read the Dafka Gabikarka Shaykh Lemach. No, only by land is it appropriate to say this, which is different from Reb Nachman only said over there. Because the Bashibudi, land is something, but not only talking about that they collected it from the debt. It's also something that a lien could be on. The Kshakar could be Mishabed Reuben, when this land is indebted to Reuben, Chashvin, Lekhila Biyadi, then we could say that as if it is by him, and therefore that could be then a Shubit to his credit. Because it was sold or sent as collateral, Chayz Reuben Begaybos, so Reuben could go and collect from that. Lekhak Mishabed is Namlochem, therefore it's also indebted to his credit. But regarding movable items, although they even ended collecting it from their father's debtor, but you can't say it as if it was by Reuben already. Because if let's say it was sold or given as security, in good men, you wouldn't be able to collect from them. Instead, it's specifically by land and not by metatlin. Taisi concludes, and he says, and here you can prove that Allah is like Ibnasin, what's known as Shibudri Ibnasin, the Rabbi, because Rabbi is saying like him in our sugya, which we said that his teaching was based on this. A halacha of Shibud Reb Nassim, and therefore we could show that the halacha follows like Reb Nassim.